Now, another of our insider's tips by those in the know in the world of books. Today, Maike Ziervogel, German-born novelist, literary salonnière and founder of the Pirini Press, explores Regent's Park with the book she wishes she'd published this year.
Hello, I'm Maike Ziervogel, the publisher of Pirini Press, and we're sitting here at Pirini HQ. Pirini publishes contemporary European literature in English translation. The book I'm going to recommend to you today, it's not a translation, and it's a beautiful short book because I love short books. It's called Park Notes by Sarah Pickstone and published by Dawn Books, the independent bookshop here in London. And it's a brilliant book about the creative process, about creativity and inspiration. And I promise you, if you read it, you will be inspired. Sarah Pickstone is a contemporary British painter who won the John Moores Prize in 2012 with a painting called Stevie Smith and the Willow. The book starts off with Sarah, the painter, sitting in Regent's Park, sketching the rays of the setting sun. She has just finished reading Arlie Smith's short story, The Definite Article. Arlie's story presents the ghosts of famous women writers such as Sylvia Plath and Mary Shelley. Once upon a time, all these women walked in Regent's Park and used the images of the park in their writings. Sarah's painting of the setting sun now changes focus and becomes the first work in a new sequence of paintings called the Writer's Series. What follows is a stunning amalgamation of Sarah Pickstone's paintings of Regent's Park, beautifully reproduced in colour in the book, and extracts from the diaries, the poems, the novels of the writers she portrays in her paintings. The text is then further enriched, really, by newly commissioned pieces of writing by contemporary authors, including Ian Sinclair and Marina Warner, who react to Sarah's paintings. But the highlight of the book is really Sarah's stunning paintings, the reproductions in that book, because we really get the sense of how they start off, or they are, if you look at them, they are abstract, almost dreamlike. And only at closer scrutiny, we suddenly start seeing water, flower beds, willows. And then often to one side, the iconic images of the writers themselves emerge. Now, there is a quote from Virginia Woolf's To the Lighthouse at the end of the book. "Yes," she thought, laying down her brush in extreme fatigue, "I have had my vision." By creating this book, I believe Sarah Pickstone is returning the writers' voices, which she borrowed, used, exploited, thanking them on their own terms for the inspiration.
Maike Ziervogel from Pirini Press. And if that's piqued your interest, Park Notes by Sarah Pickstone is published by Daunt Books on the 3rd of July.